It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen asked Bradley Cooper if he'll be going on tour with Lady Gaga after the success of their Star is Born soundtrack.
I mean, no. But but you know what I thought would be a cool thing to do maybe one night is like do like a live reading of the movie, of the script, and sing all the songs as you're reading the script, like in like at the Hollywood Bowl or something.
Cardi B is weighing in on all of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, saying it's time to start learning and encouraging voting now. She posted a picture of all the hopefuls on Instagram, saying, "Posts I love to see. These are the Democratic nominees. I can't front. I only heard and read about six of them. I'm going to research these names in my flight. Let's start learning and encouraging voting now, not when popular to do so, and it's only like four nominees left." This is not the first time Cardi has gotten political on Instagram. She did discuss her opinions on Trump in January on her Instagram story.
I don't totally disagree with her, but I'm not, like, if you're, like, looking at any of the Democrat candidates, I don't think I can research 20 people. That's a lot of work. I don't think I've researched 20 things ever in my life. No, thank you.
Pink and her husband, Carrie Hart, have been attending couples counseling for nearly 17 years, and they're saying it works. Pink says it's the only reason we're still together. He speaks Polish, I speak Italian, and she speaks both. We don't speak the same language. We come from broken families, and we had no model for how are we supposed to keep this family together and live this crazy life. There's no book that says here's how to do this, so we go to counseling, and it works. Black China reportedly was accepted to Harvard Business School for an online course, but now Harvard is firing back and saying that this is not true. Angela White is Black China's real name, and according to her and the alleged acceptance letter, school is going to help me take things up a couple of notches. People are always talking about me, might as well talk about the good. Well, Harvard is speaking out on the situation, and they said Harvard Business School Online has not admitted nor provided an acceptance letter to a person named Angela White. So that's
interesting.
Awkward.
Interesting.
Coming up in less than an hour, Taylor Swift, brand new Taylor Swift. I'm going to tell you about those secrets I discovered hidden in the new music video.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.